Blog Talk Radio.
You got to do it any time of the night. So I'm out here moving furniture and everything else, but I love my folks, so I got to make it happen for y'all. Sorry that we went a little late tonight. I forgot that JB actually has his no clock small block thing down there at I think it's VMP down in Dinwiddie. So I had actually forgot to remind him to book the show, so I had to go on and do it real quick. But we're on this piece. you know, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of shit being talked. I know y'all have seen all the madness on the board. One thing I definitely want to get into tonight is Silver Surfer and GROTY. Y'all did, you know, a little slow, Grudge Race of the Year. I want to see what people think about that, because me personally, the man Aaron Tangle been putting in that work since before the season began. You know, he was traveling, not around the corner. He was traveling a good distance. So if that's one of the criteria that, you know, you got to travel, he definitely met that. High caliber Grudge Races, he definitely did that. Man who ran turbo cars, knocking stuff out of the box. So, you know, let me know what y'all think about that. Let me know what y'all think about that. If you got anybody that want to jump on real quick, Patty, if you're out there, hit the one button. That's my roadie right there. Patty don't be playing no games. And I think I see, I think I see Keenan, but if you want to jump on Keenan, hit the one button. And who else do I see on there? That's about it right now. All right, let's see what we got right here. 540. 5177, who we got?
It is I.
Yes, what's up? Yes, what's up? What's up, Patty?
I'm just listening in.
Yeah, that's what's going on. That's what's up. Yeah, we had a little slow motion today. I'm in the middle of a move, too. I just got another house, so trying to make this happen.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
I appreciate it. You know, sweating like a slave out this camp. But I forgot JB had that. I forgot all about JB was down VMP this week, so I forgot to get him to
set down.
Yeah, they getting it in too.
Mm-hmm.
They getting it in. It's gonna be crazy. I've been watching a couple cars here and there. They were saying they was going down. I said, that thing going to be crazy down there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they'll blow them out tonight with Kenny and Fat Albert and everybody.
Yeah, Fat Albert should be jumping on in a minute. Fat Albert should be on here in a minute. And I see Kenan. I don't really want to bring nobody on unless they throw the one button, unless they throw their hand up.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, Patty, give me 1 second. Let me hit Fat Albert because he might have thought it wasn't on because, you know, he'd be driving this time, so he might not have even seen it. Let me hit him real quick, and I will be right back, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Back. Fat Albert didn't answer. He'll probably hit it in a second. But who else? Who else we got out there? Who else we got out there? Let me see real quick. That you, Keenan?
What's going on, Sean?
What's going on, big dog?
Man, about to get in here and lay it down, dog. Been a long day, man.
Hey, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
Long day, dog. Long day.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Take it down. Get that rest. You got to get that rest.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But yeah, man, I'm just listening, man. I ain't got too much to say. And just seeing what everybody talking about, see what's going on.
Yeah. You know, stick around. You know how I do. Usually it take a few minutes for everybody to start flooding in.
Yep.
You know, we get it going in a few. So, you know what I mean? You just hang tight. You put yourself on mute, and when you're ready to say something, pop on in. I ain't gonna open this up, but I think just by judging by the number, it's a 973 number that we might have my man Superman in the building. If that's him, you can hit that button. Austin Garner, I know you commented on there. Y'all can hit them buttons if y'all want to come on and say something. It'll warm up in a second. Usually be slow grinding for a minute. Take a little second.
You had many people listening, Shaw?
It's 14 so far. We had around this time last week, it was around that same amount. The next thing you know, that thing jumped up to like 30 and 40. Quick fast. You better get on up.
I'm just going to listen, put my little man to sleep, but damn.
That's all. They're jumping in a second. That's all we're going to do. I ain't going to beat myself up. Wait until the madness start.
All right.
Give me a few seconds.
I don't know. Maybe I should call Tiz. Man, Tiz have our own show on here tonight.
Yeah. What you saying, Patty? Say it again.
I said maybe I should call Tiz. We have our own show on here tonight.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, when you put that post up the other day, you and her was on there, I was crying. I said, oh.
I'm always talking shit.
I said, yo, they wild for that one. But ain't nothing wrong with having some fun. Shit. They definitely on there. Yeah,
that's
see if you can go ahead and get her on there. All right. Yeah, y'all caught me on an off time in the middle of moving, and I was trying to call my co-host. I think he might have practice today. Might have basketball practice today, so he usually has his ears glued to what's going on down there. But So, yeah, let's get to that part, though. Let's get to the grudge race of the year thing. Since it's creeping up, I know Wicked Bird was talking about doing a banquet himself, which would probably up the odds of someone like Aaron Tingle. And, you know, you got Aaron. Like, that, matter of fact, let me run down a list of people that I think have been putting in work. Kenny Ferguson definitely was putting in work. You know, I know his car was down for a minute. Illuminati definitely putting in work, you know, without question. They smacking folks up. Who else been putting in work? Suge Knight and Suge Salt and Pepper ain't really made no noise because he was doing his thing with it, but Suge Knight was getting busy. Suge Knight was getting busy out there. Ski Mask is still out there riding. Ski Mask out there doing the thing. Naked Lady was putting it on, you know what I mean? For the little mishap, Naked Lady was definitely putting it on out there. I'm trying to think who else. Who else could be from the DMV area? From the DMV area, who else could be thought of for Grudge Race of the Year? Wicked Bird had his off and on. You know, he raced, but, you know, didn't. So if you look at it, well, shit. You know, you also got to look at, what's the name? You got to look at Marcus. Marcus Wongers was out there. Mr. Get Busy, he was out there racing. Hold the goddamn horses. Speaking of Marcus Wongers, Antoine, Gary Collins, Marcus Wongers, Darius Wongers with the ODB truck. Them jokers been putting in work without question. They've been putting in work. You know, and you definitely can't deny that. They've been putting in some work. Who else? Who else out there has been putting in work? That's all I can think of right now. That's all I can think of that's really been putting in work. So with Gary Collins, with Antoine Collins being mentioned, that kind of skips him ahead of a few people because he's been racing. Yeah, I mean, without question. Y'all hold that thought 1 second. And definitely, yes, sir, Alvin, no roof. Hold tight 1 second. Yeah, just got a hot text. Definitely no roof. That silencer car, and I just saw a post earlier today, silencer and Kenny Ferguson are definitely going to race because neither one of them seemed like they was backing down. There wasn't no reverse. They both was, you know, let's make it happen. Kenny shot the number. I think he definitely gave him a call, so I know that's going to happen. I want to see that race for sure. And on top of that, even past the grudge race of the year, what races do y'all want to see? What races have not happened yet do y'all want to see? What races have not happened yet? Little baby copperhead. Yeah. Wow. Oh, man, I'm really lacking, too. Elvin, I should have had you on here because I need to slap the hell out of myself for even forgetting about Pick. Shakedown Crew and putting it in. People scared to death of that Camaro. That Camaro was ready to skull drag somebody. Jason Graven putting in work for sure. You know what I mean? Lil Baby. There's been quite a few cars out there getting it in without question. Quite a few cars. Yeah, Twin, I just saw Elvin had hit me with that one. Same thing, full clip. So there's a couple cars out there. There's a couple cars and camps. So that's not just, you know, a couple cars and camps getting it in. You know, so then you go into, once you get to, you know, past Grudge Race of the Year, then you got Grudge Team of the Year, you know. Rookie of the Year, again. Gary Collins is mentioned for, you know, driver Antoine Collins, like that whole ODB camp. So it's quite a few eggs in the basket. You know what I mean? Quite a few eggs in the basket that you can break and make an omelet. So what we want to see is who the people like, who the people actually like for these categories. Because there's still some racing left. Still a lot of racing left. And who knows what happens tomorrow. But let me bring this other caller on real quick. We got 804-1989. Who we got?
Hey, it's Elvin. How you doing?
What's going on, Elvin?
All right. Hey, look, you was talking about who you like to see. Hey, man, I really would like to see Wicked Bird and Pete run. Them boys went at it for about, you know, over 2 years back and forth. Go ahead and get that one out of the way, and I want to see Pete and Brad Diggs get it on, because Brad Diggs won under full power last time, or something happened, steering wheel come up, whatever. But those
right.
are two of the big-time races I really like to see get off, just to know, you know, who's that guy.
Yeah, for sure. That Brad Diggs and Wicked Bird is definitely one, you know, that people, you know, want to see. But, like you said, that Wicked Bird and Pete got to happen. That thing got to happen, because that's been 2 years, and ain't no need for it to go no longer.
yeah, that's what I was saying, too. Yeah, just, and then I heard Wicked Bird on his live feed morning show said that he would give Carlos the back tire, the 1-1. I like to see him go ahead and try that. I mean, that's just some of the big tire action I like to see go ahead and get it off.
Yeah. That's you know, the big tire. It's a lot of small tire races, you know, jumping off. But I like to see the. I mean, we got a big tire car, so of course I like the big tire cars. I'm a little more partial for now until we bring out one of these small tire cars. But I love the big tire cars. They, you know, it ain't nothing like when the cars lead a line. That thing shake your whole body. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, yeah.
It would be a good thing to see that happen. And you're talking about two people that, you know, they got a name, they got a reputation. Well, three people. That's not, you know, like you said, Brad Diggs. They got a name, a reputation. You know, Pete and Wicked Bird. You know, people that's kind of like the foundation of what's going on in the DMV. So it would be good to see them guys get in there. You know, you got that Short Dog and Kenny race coming up soon. Short Dog and Kenny, that's going to be another one. You know,
yeah, see, that one's these. Already on deck. That's why I didn't call that one out. But I'm definitely want to see that race get off too.
Yeah, for sure. And quiet as kept, I like to see Kenny and Keenan go back at it. Kenny and Illuminati go back at it and get that tie over with. You know what I mean? Because they won it one right now, right?
Yeah, and then I like to see De Niro and Shaq Attack. I mean, that's something that could be a nice little race to get off too. Both of those are beautiful cars, man. They're nice rides.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it too. Like when you see some of these cars come out there and they looking good and, you know, making a hell of a hit, and they fast cars. It's not, you know, it ain't no backyard boogie. Like these cars is well built, put together. So, you know what I mean, you like to see that happen. There's quite a few of them out there. As the night goes on, I'm quite sure we're going to come up with a few more races, just like I forgot about half of the cars and people. Well, then there's another question. What car is considered, you know, the grudge car of the year? What car is considered the most feared of the year? You know, it's a gang of stuff out there. So, you know. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Keenan with the Illuminati, man, he was putting in a lot of work there. I mean, he's taking a little quick break now or something, whatever. But, you know, that team there, they were running around and kind of putting in right much work at all the tracks.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So for
it definitely
a grudge car, that car got to be considered at the top. I mean, you always got to consider Kenny, but rookie of the year, man, Kenny's son, the Black Mama car, he came out there, and I mean, it's a sharp kid. He looks like he's doing real well too. He's going to be a threat.
Yeah, that car is definitely not playing around. Not playing around, Kyle ain't playing around. Like you said, just, you know, jumping out there the way that he did. And, you know, even when it came down to him racing his, you know, his dad, you know, that was a bold move right there. You know what I mean? That was a bold move.
Yeah, I mean,
he
jumped on
heart.
A bear. I mean, he jumped on a bear right out. I mean, he didn't start at the bottom. He went straight to the top. So,
yeah.
Gotta
yeah,
give him props for that.
Without question. He definitely jumped right on a bear, you know what I mean? But give me
hey,
one
Chad.
Second. Let me just point these. Yes.
You know, I still want to see Thunder go in an orange car, too.
Oh, man, listen.
Oh, yeah.
We just want to see Thunder go, period. with the light show. Brandon. But, yeah, that got to happen, too. Because they talk so much trash, it definitely got to happen. But hey, give me one second, y'all. Let me point these guys in the right direction. Like, bring in this stuff real quick, and I'll be right back.
Shaw, you still there?
He said he had to
pull
somebody in the right direction. I guess they're moving, guys.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I just
all
got
right.
Some background noise. Yeah, give me a few seconds, about 2 minutes. I'll be right back. As a matter of fact, let me see if there's somebody. Hold on. I think somebody just jumped on there. Wow, this thing.
All right, somebody push the one button and talk.
I'm waiting on somebody to say something.
Yeah, I'm about two more chairs done, and then we're going to pull somebody right in. I'm going to have to yank them out of the cut.
Everybody listening?
Yeah, where's Jeff Rogers at tonight? I see JJ made a post in the middle of the night. I figured he'd be on here wanting to try to get that small block to work.
Yeah, JJ's mouth been terrible. That's my man right there. JJ definitely wouldn't get that small block. Make it get busy, but I don't know. They was talking about him and Bowser. I mean, they was trying to get him and Bowser together. See if that'll happen.
Them boys ain't coming up. They ain't coming up north too tough. They gonna have to go down there to them.
And that's the whole thing. I got the leaf for you right here. It's the leaf for the table. Yeah, they what's his name? This is the leaf. Yeah, they not going. They not coming up top. That's the whole thing. Like, you want to race somebody? Come on up sometime. Come on up and visit. You know, we ain't got to keep flying down there.
Yeah. Are you coming out this weekend or what you got?
Nah, we just getting this house together. So that's what I've been doing for the past couple of weeks, trying to get this. Y'all want that other chair? You think it'll work?
I think it will.
So the 28th, though, Keenan was telling me something about the – actually, Carlos Wells had told me something about the 28th. What's his name with the Beretta? You know, I'm talking about the black Beretta. I can't think of his name right offhand. He got the black Beretta. Kendall Johnson.
Carlos,
he was saying something about Kendall. Y'all gonna go around front so you can see that other stuff? He was saying something about Kendall wanted to do something maybe on the 28th. So that's probably makeable.
Have you been looking at some of the live feed at BMP tonight?
I looked at some of it earlier in the day while I was waiting on the movers to get there. I was looking at some of it earlier in the day, but I didn't get a chance to. You know, I just saw mostly like shakedowns and a little bit of qualifying.
Yeah, they're running low 60s. Who do you predict to be the first one in the 50s?
Well, Burt went a 60. Marcus Burt went a 60 already. You had a couple guys hit 63 and 65.
Then Tommy Franklin won a 62.
Yeah, 62. I don't know. It's a rough call. You know what I mean? Because anybody can anybody can hit it. I guess my question is, which one is going to do it first, a big tie or a small tie?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which one's going to do it first? Because Bert Darnshaw knocking on the door, but, you know, and that was in, the weather was a little sticky. I mean, it was a little hot down there.
Yeah,
when did it.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm thinking. Saturday, it's supposed to be a little cooler Saturday evening, so it's really,
yeah.
Before the weekend's over, somebody's going to run in it. 50s.
Yeah. I think a couple people, like the last time, a couple people was knocking on the door, but I think it's right there. It's definitely right there. If you're hitting 60s and that type of weather today, I mean, it wasn't scorching hot enough or like that, but if you're hitting 60s and that type of weather, somebody should be able to knock that 59 in the head.
Yeah, I think so.
And they running. They sure enough running down there. I was hoping that, what's his name, that Jay and Marcus could have came to an agreement about that.
Yeah, get the weight, you know, right on the cars.
Yeah, because
yeah.
Me personally, I was going to pick Jay Cox anyway, but I mean, I got to agree with her. Like, to me, it's easier to put weight on than it is to take it off of a car unless he had added weight on to his car, you know, previously and could take it off. But it's easier to put it on. And that's going to give you the fair race. Like, that's the fairest race right there. Like, y'all both weigh the same.
Yeah.
Motor's basically the same. Now y'all want to find out who's the best, big tire, small tire? That's the way to find out. Even odds.
Yep, roll across the scales, the scales within 50 pounds of each other and let it go.
Yep, and that's what Jay said, too, on his live feed. He said, look, I ain't even tell you to put the whole 200. He said, put 150 on there. Get it close. I don't, you know how sometimes they say one scared and the other one's glad of it. I think it's maybe just one scared.
I thought they were setting this up to do that at Ducks Race, but I guess they couldn't get it set up. I'm glad they're doing it at VMP. I mean, I'll be there the weekend to check it out.
Yeah, if they do it for Ducks, John, we'll be there for that. Hold tight, one second.
see Terry Choice just put on Bumblebee win a 61.
All right, all right, all right. My dumbass hit the airplane mode on my phone, and then hung myself up.
Oh boy.
That's the problem with trying to multitask. You got the three
hey,
damn
stooges. Is the Bumblebee? Is the Bumblebee car at VMP tonight?
That I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I saw Terry Choice said he just won a 61.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can just inbox Quentin real quick. Let's see if he can verify that and that he's there. In the meantime. All right, we got 14 people on here. Everybody just listening, ain't got nothing to say. I know some of y'all is car owners.
You got 14 people on here, and everybody act like they in church.
Scared to death, scared to look.
And can't say shit. So go all that shit online and just listen on the phone.
Yep,
and I told
yep.
the same shit I do online and on the phone, so it don't matter to me. All
right. As you should. Is that hold tight. Here we go.
Is Fat Albert finally on?
I got a special guest for you, Patty. Hold tight. One second. 5-7 40. Never mind. I didn't even say anything.
What's going on? What's going on? All right. I don't hear nobody fussing, so I might as well get the shit started. But I was in the truck stop getting me a cup of coffee, damn it. Good Lord.
I said, what the fuck? I said, what the hell is you doing? This show is dead.
Well, I was getting me a cup of coffee and a donut. You know how us truck drivers are. God damn.
Yeah.
And I called at 8 o'clock and the thing said, there's no show scheduled. I was like, oh, we must ain't having one tonight. So I didn't even know a show was going on.
Yeah, I forgot JB was down there doing his thing, and I forgot because normally he'll go ahead and book the show. So I had to jump on there and book it real quick.
okay. You know, yes, I didn't even know one was on.
Yeah, once it got to 8 o'clock, I couldn't bring it up until 8:30. So. But, yeah, we here.
You know, we here.
Everybody just ain't saying shit.
They scared. They call them shook ones. Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, you scared to look. You know what I mean? But we had me, Patty, Elvis, the man Twins, been chiming in on the back line about a few things. About the grudge race of the year, grudge car of the year, most feared grudge car, all that. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anything good?
Yeah.
No doubt. Nah. I see.
I don't even know why I'm talking, though. All I do is promote the shit. All the racist shit is saying something.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Get up, get out, and get something. Say something. There's a couple people on here I know got caught.
Uh-huh.
And they ain't saying a darn thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, y'all got a poll coming out?
What's the name? I was thinking about it today when I was I saw somebody put up a post. Who actually put that post up? Somebody put up a post. They was talking about Aaron Tingle and Grudge Racer of the Year. You know, him being Grudge Racer of the Year. And I had said that I put that post up that he should get a mention for it probably early in the season, because as soon as the season took off, Aaron was like 6-7 hours away. Like, he was traveling right away. As soon as the season took off, he was gone. You know, so if that's one of the criteria, you know, distance travel, caliber of races, you know, the dollar amount, this, that, and the third, I think he'd have met all of them, you know, and he raced it. And then, you know, I started getting a couple hot texts, and people was dead right. Like, you got Pick with the full clip. You got Keenan. You know, they taking a little break right now. You got Keenan on. You got Kenny. It's a gang of guys. You got what's the boys that we were talking about the other night? Gary and them with ODB, you know, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
It's a gang of cars out here that can fit these categories.
Right. I mean, there's a whole lot of names you can throw in the bucket, you know. And it's not trying to take away from nobody's racing.
Nobody.
So that's the hard part. When you give out those awards, some people get in their feelings, you know, but it's not to take away. It's just trying to get the best one, you know. Now, for Rookie of the Year, you know, I forgot his name. It drives ODB. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
But they don't. Only reason I wouldn't give it to him is because they don't go nowhere. They only go Maryland. That's it.
Yeah, they don't travel.
Yeah, that's about it. But you know, I don't know. But if it was for the Rookie of the Year, the DMV, yeah, I would give it to him then. Like, you know, he would get that. I don't know. It's just my opinion, and shit is my little two cent.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too when I was talking about Aaron. Like, you know, I felt like he met that criteria because of the traveling. You know what I mean? Like, if that's part of the criteria, traveling, then you gotta say. You got to not give ODB the nod then, because they kind of stay in a, you know, a specific circle. Rookie of the Year, you know. Let me ask you this, though. Would him just being the driver now, would that, him not traveling, kind of keep him from being Rookie of the Year? Because all he's doing is driving the car.
Yeah, I mean, because he's not traveling, you know, but I guess you got to look at, then you got to really look at how many rookies was traveling.
Right. who got on up out of there. Like, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, usually around this time of year, I guess that's when everybody start wondering about that. And I know Wicked Bird has said something about putting together a banquet for the DMV. And I think that would kind of, you know, bring things a little bit closer as far as, like, some of the DMV drivers. Cause, you know, and plus he's down in the DMV. I mean, you know, he's down in the DMV. But Pro Stock is, you know, he's down there too. So he get to see and hear a few things. You know, Jason Gray, that was another person that was mentioned. Copperhead, he was definitely mentioned. And there's,
hey, Shay, you got a little background noise, a little squealing.
It might be because of my headphones. Let me take them off. You still hear it?
Yeah, we hear you.
No, I don't hear it now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh. Oh, let's go.
Yeah, it was my head. Oh, no, somebody
else.
It's
somebody else. It's not you.
Somebody got an echo. Somebody on speakerphone.
Speakerphone.
Let me see. Might be this one right here. Let me. Y'all still here?
No.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was somebody threw their hand up, but they might have put it up by accident.
Well, I'm still here. I was just on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that was somebody else. 301 3057. 301 3057. If you wanted to say something, hit your button and come on back. Take your hand down and put it back up.
Yep, tell them don't be scared.
Do your thing, don't be scared.
Ain't nobody shopping.
Where's Pete at tonight?
I don't know where. Elvin has said something else too, Fat Albert. We was talking about races that we want to see. And definitely Pete and Wicked Bird and Pete and Bragg Diggs. You know, races we ain't seen yet.
Well, that is some good races. Pete and Wicked Bird, that ain't gonna happen because we all know why that ain't gonna happen because it ain't even discussing. Y'all know why that ain't gonna happen because Bird got too much shit with him. So you know, and ain't nobody gonna pay him to all that bullshit. Nobody going through that bullshit.
Well, why
I ain't knocking
with Orange Press ain't happen?
Huh?
Why Thunder Goat and Orange Crush ain't happening?
Well, Thunder Goat ain't quite ready yet. I think they said they're waiting on some parts. They're trying to get that car straight.
The license went back out.
Yeah, they got a delinquent bill from the light company. They got a delinquent bill, but they told them they asked for an extension. So they asked for an extension for the payment. So.
Man, let me stop for burning bill my ass.
Yeah, so they gave him.
He will not put me in that damn box.
You jump over here talking about I'm sick of you, Patty. I'm sick of you.
But I'm sure they're gonna raise. They just waiting on some parts to get together.
Yeah. I want to, another thing too, next year, I want to definitely find somebody. I'm going to find me a young gun out there, young guy that's doing, young guy or girl, let me say that, is doing the, what you call it, the junior dragster. I want them to, you know, somebody that's going to stay a little focused on it and let us know what's going on. So, you know, we can get them a lot more recognition too. I wanted to do that more on this show, but you know, we kind of came into it a little rough, so you know, I mean, we'll clean it up a little bit more next year, but definitely want to get a young kid some get a young people some props, you know, let them know that they're in the right lane.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Give them some recognition. Junior Dragster Racer of the Year.
Okay, for the Junior Dragster, the only person you got to look for is Kenny Ferguson's son. He'll stay on top of that for you.
Sure, yeah, no, will.
That
yeah,
kid, his mouth is bad, boy. He's selling everybody.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, that,
I told, yeah,
that.
Go ahead.
That apple don't fall far from the tree. Yeah, see.
I don't even think it's sell off. I don't even think it's sell off. But I had talked to Kenny about it. You know, I always ask the parents first before I, you know, reach out to the kids. I talked to Kenny about it, and he said, yeah, Xavier would definitely be with it. And Joe Ramsey with Bulletproof, his son. His son just, you know, started with the Junior Dragsters this year, too. So, you know, that's another guy. So, and Jamie Trigger, man, even though they down there, you know, it's just like they so far, you know, it's not a whole lot of them, especially in the grudge race situation. So, but don't the Teachmans have somebody?
Uh-huh.
Don't the Teachmans got them? And then there's a girl named Brooke that has one. I think there's a couple other people out there.
But now, wait a minute. Which one of them got the Gotham City car? The Batman?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. We got somebody that decided to be a brave soul. Was this by accident? 202-9632.
202-9632.
Who we got?
No, we got going on here, man. How y'all doing?
All right, who we got?
Man, hey, Philly, man, what you doing, walking the Philly streets?
All the
you
time.
You exercise?
Oh, gotta
gosh.
Get rid of this belly.
Doing? Oh, my gosh.
Shake.
You already slim.
Got to keep this belly down, you know what I mean? I can't stop
doing
them beer ups.
Everybody
doing good. I said, I can't stop doing them beer ups. You know what I mean? Every time I see the beer down, I got to pick it up.
Yeah, well. Up to it, down to it, every time.
What's going on with you, though?
Nothing, man. Just get ready. Parlay down to this XBA. That's it.
Oh, okay. Y'all go.
Just trying a little meat for the season.
Right. You head down now, you said? Or?
Nah, I just now left this. I just got the truck.
Okay. That's what's up. There you go. Definitely good luck and well wishes to any of our, you know what I mean, brothers and sisters who get out there and get it done. You know what I mean?
I was just sitting here and I'm going to call and see what the people are talking about tonight.
Yeah. We ain't doing much enough and trying to get some of these other people that on this line. We got 18 people now. People jumping on, not saying much. Yeah. Trying to see what's happening out there. We was talking about Grudge Race of the Year and, you know, Grudge Car of the Year, Horse Fair, races you want to see.
Anybody
in particular?
They ain't talking about nothing. There's 18 people I ever heard.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You say this is like a nationwide show and you ain't got but 18 people on here and they ain't saying nothing. They like the controversy though. Ain't nobody over here making no noise. So if it was a whole lot of racket going on, then they probably would be hitting the one button and then you probably get on the disc, that and that.
Kenny's gonna be on here in a minute. He said he was working on his car.
Yeah,
anyway, you know, he got 2 weeks to be cutting couple people ass up. So I know he trying to get in shape. He on the workbench right now.
Yeah. He got Orange Press coming up too, and yeah, he got a couple things going down. And all it takes is once you get like him, you get him, my man Al Boogie, Jeff Rogers, a few other cats going, it's on.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
I want to know why
Pete ain't on his phone right now. He been TikToking on people's doors. He been tapping a little bit this week. I seen from the times I had to look at it, and he ain't on here, and he ain't making no noise.
He looked
for the Hawk this week. He looked for a Public Enemy this week, and he ain't on here trying to grab them.
Oh yeah, he been tapping shoulders too, ain't he? He has been tapping on a couple of shoulders. He said, "Is this car still racing? Is that car racing?" I'm like, okay. Let's have at it. I guess they got their times and their picks that they want to come on. Like you said, I think a lot of it got to do as soon as all the rah-rah come on, everybody want to jump in.
Yeah. You ain't got long now, though.
Yeah.
You ain't got but what, 15 or 25 minutes?
Yeah. And normally I'll let it run over because it'll give you a little overtime. Normally I'll let it run over, but this thing get to 10 o'clock. Yeah, they don't get to say nothing. I'm cutting this thing smooth off. I got a lot of stuff to accomplish in a short period of time. Let me see, where
did number one announcer go at? I see you getting a lot of gigs now. Fat Albert, you can say hello to me, Fat Albert. I ain't mad at you, baby boy.
No, I'm sitting here drinking my coffee. I was licking my fingers because the donut, I did get a jelly donut. And when I bit it, kind of, you know, on my finger. So I put myself on mute so y'all wouldn't hear me smacking, but that's all I'm doing.
Did you got your Air Force Ones on or you got some regular shoes on?
Right now I got on the Air Force Ones, you know. I gotta look sweet while I'm driving now. I gotta do that. Even though I just realized can't nobody see me. But it took me a minute to realize that.
Oh man. That man said he got a jelly donut and he was smacking. He put his phone on me.
Yes, sir. I would turn that jelly donut up.
I pray for the bathroom. If jelly donut and coffee, I pray for the bathroom.
but like I say, I didn't even know a show was on. I didn't know it was even on. Like I said, I called at 8, about 5 out of 8, and it said nothing was scheduled. So that's why I didn't even, you know, pay attention until Patty texted me and said, "Where you at?" I was like, I didn't know what was on.
You said Patty.
Yeah,
We got two more people to jump on.
Even though I'm not really talking to her right now because she didn't show up at the event last Saturday, but
I forgot I can't show up at a lot of events though. I got a little man. Hey DJ, but yeah, that's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it. Somebody called my name.
It's CJ.
Go ahead with it.
CJ.
You going on the hill? tomorrow.
Huh?
Going on the hill tomorrow.
Did you, tomorrow. You got a race block there?
Yeah.
I can't make it up there, CJ. I'll be at the creek all weekend. Last event.
Oh, bike race.
Yeah, I hit you up tomorrow and try to send something to you.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. CJ.
Yo.
How you make a man pay a punk out? wait a minute. Let me make sure I get this right. That man gonna pay you punk out. He's scared to. I read that post. You know, he was bragging about $500 ain't nothing, but he really gonna, he gonna pay the punk out after all that talk.
I hope not.
I know you don't want. I know you want to get in his ass.
Hey, I was trying to figure out the same thing too. I'm like, all that talk,
he gonna pay the. Yeah.
The man say $500 ain't nothing to me. He said, I don't want you to pay it. I just want you to get there. Get there before you pay it.
That's right.
I don't even want you to send it. Give it to me face to face.
Oh, baby.
Nah. I don't got them.
Hey,
pay
y'all.
It, but.
Did y'all see them damn little baby shirts? No, I saw Boss Baby shirt.
Yeah, that was Boss Baby shirt. Yeah. I got some too though. They should be ready. Hopefully they'll be ready next week.
Yeah, get them on out there, CJ. Cause when I was talking about the, you know, grudge race of the year, fear, grudge car and all that, like I was thinking of all the people that would put in some work, your name popped up too. You know what I mean? It ain't too many people that you know, haven't been out there getting busy like that, so, and not been scared of nobody.
Hey Sean.
Hey you. Yeah.
Not to put you on blast or anything, but I want you to understand. I know you're a busy person. When is
every
the people going to see you at the racetrack?
You know, that's a damn good question. I don't how do I say this? I'm not one of them people that try to mix business and personal with pleasure. There's just been a whole lot going on. It seemed like every time I got close to ready to come, then, you know, something pop up. And then I work for myself, too. You know what I mean? So
that's understood. I was just saying, that people want to see you, Mike.
Yeah,
you putting a lot of footwork in, like you taking, like you getting your steps in, like right now. And I've been slacking too this year, but goodness gracious, the people, you need to make appearance one time now.
Yeah, I got to.
You putting a lot of footwork for the people not have seen you now. You keeping up with it. That's why you be watching live feeds and them motherfucking posters like a motherfucker.
Yeah. When I get a chance to, I'm doing some paperwork. I sit there. Scroll through, throw a few things up here and there, but between trying to, you know, keep my business running and, you know, my wife, you know, her health is a little up and down.
All that's good, my brother. You answered my question already.
There's been a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So we're going to get there. The year before, I was out all the time. Then, you know, like they say, the more money, more problems. So, yeah, I mean, I got to make sure to get more money. I can handle these problems.
Hey, that's understood, bro. So, CJ, that man going to race you tomorrow?
Yeah, I hope so. I'm going to go find out.
Who you racing tomorrow? Who you racing tomorrow, CJ?
A dude named Wes with the Ricky Bobby truck.
Oh, okay, Ricky Bobby. Okay.
Yeah. He supposed to be, he give me the head up break.
Head up break. Wait, Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa. He's giving you what?
The heads up break.
Good. God.
How you talking into that one, CJ?
Good.
You talking
yes, sir. How you put him in? How you get him in the trick bag? Good. God,
yes.
Oh, my.
He offered it.
Hey, yeah, well,
he offered it. He offered it with me driving it and not Marquise.
Oh, like you were slouching or something.
Wow. Shit, Marquise ain't never drove my car.
That's what I was going to say. Wait a minute. Marquise ain't never
what?
Drove my car.
Well, Fat Albert, you know where that one goes. You know where to go at on
yeah.
that one.
I damn sure will. I know where to go on that one. Damn.
And long as Lil Baby do his normal, I'm betting on the space.
The head up break. Good God, oh my.
Damn it, boy.
Well, I ain't gonna try to jinx it, but I see another punk out being paid.
It ain't off the trail, is it?
Nah.
Oh, shit. Please don't show too much.
Yeah, like I said, long as I go out there and make it 3:30, and long as everything fine, I'm just going to sit back and wait for the race then.
Please don't show too much. What that guy from?
302.
Okay. What they used to say? The boys used to say about the education wasn't right. That what they say the education wasn't right. I don't think they did the math on this one.
I don't think they did the math too good on that either.
Patty cake. God, you got patty cake on the phone holding the show down.
Yeah.
Patty cake, what's the co-host today?
Right now.
That sound like I'm about to put my phone on mute. I heard that voice right there. I'm gonna bang that. I heard that voice. I'm gone. That sound like Mr. Rogers.
He says, "Who, Jeff?"
Mm-hmm. Jeff better not go down there next week and let that man cut his head off.
Nah. That ain't happening. That definitely ain't happening. Jeff, well, I can't wait until somebody get froggy and go ahead. Like, you got a lot of people saying a lot of stuff about Clay. A lot of people saying about a lot of stuff about Clay, but I don't hear nobody locking him in. Like Elvin said earlier.
I ain't talking about Clay. I'm talking about when he go down there and run Boogie.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I know who Jeff running. But I kind of skipped to the Clay thing because, yeah, Elvin was talking about that earlier. And, you know, Bowser wanted him to come down there and travel down there to race him. Come on up. We'll make you so special that you can't come up.
Well, yeah, I've been up here this year. They just wasn't ready.
Yeah, well, you ready now?
He been to Capitol. He been to Capitol.
Who, Bowser?
And then he went to Capitol when Jimmy had his race up there.
No, he never been to Maryland. He better not come to Maryland.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bounce ain't come up here.
I'm almost sure he came up here when Jimmy had that little race up here, that little rally in the race.
I don't remember seeing.
I told you, I know I heard his voice on here. Well, there you go, right there. You better not let that. Hey, look, Mr. Rogers, you better not goddamn and go down there, down to that sand pit and let that man beat the brakes off you.
Nah, I ain't gonna let that happen. I'm up here, we was up in the garage listening to you guys. I'm putting a new rear in the car. I didn't hear y'all put me on. But yeah, no, we ain't gonna let him beat us. I ain't worried about him. That's the easy one. That's easy. We're trying to get tuned up. We got to run big country. I got to get tuned up for big country.
Yeah.
You ain't got to get tuned up for him.
Well, you
beat
on
his ass. I said you can beat his ass too.
Yeah, we are.
Come on. Them motherfuckers ain't unstoppable. Fuck them.
No, and after the 28th, after that week, they're going to call out fucking Bowser and whoever else they think's fast down there. We'll meet them halfway. I'm tired of hearing about these motherfuckers fast. Nobody can fucking fast.
Yeah.
And we're going to go down and meet them halfway. Wherever halfway is, we'll meet them.
That'll work. That way ain't no excuses.
No excuses.
Knock your head smooth off.
Yep.
There was somebody else, too, they was talking about. They wanted to race you. Somebody else that will act like they want.
It's a new Raiden. It's a new Mustang. Junior, what's that Mustang name?
Raiden.
Yeah.
Raiden.
Zane Bonner. Zane's car.
Come up here at the same track the same day. Get over it.
Yep.
Yeah, the only way where they'll be at, that's the only way I can say it. I don't know if you're going to be racing that time of year or whatever, but Bedfest is where you can catch
them. Yeah. It's easy to catch them.
I got a guy, Jason X, with that real fast one.
Yeah.
I got his phone number. He's gonna give me the 1-on-1. I think I'm gonna call. I'm gonna think I'm gonna get him in Florida with the 1-on-1.
Yeah. That'd be one right there. I was wondering if that was gonna happen too.
We're ready.
He offers you that, Jeff?
Yeah, cause he got that big small block in it. He got that 600 inch. Where the hell he got it? Anybody got a, that's what I told him. I said, you got a standard bore space small block on 28th and nitrous. I don't want nothing. But you can't run around with these big old fucking 600-inch small blocks and expect somebody to run your head
right up.
If that's the case, all these fuckers with these 5-inch motors and these 484s ought to run my big car.
No, that's what I'm saying. He said he offers you that. That's what I was asking. That was my question.
Yeah. Actually, it was at Capitol. The first day we brought the car out, he offered it to us. So now we got to figure it out. He gave me his phone number, so I'm going to call him here in the next couple of weeks if he wants to do it in Florida.
Yeah, because
once
that,
I knock the
car
off.
That Bowser and Raiden race, that can happen at Bedfest.
Yeah, that can happen soon. That can happen after the next weekend when I get back from out of the bank. I'll run them boys anywhere they want to run. But once I knock the fur off of that Jason X's ass, ain't nobody going to race.
Ain't nobody going to want to race, yep.
That's the only reason, look. That's the only reason I'm holding off on skinning Ricky's ass up. Because ain't no way when I be there, Raiden ain't racing, fucking Bowser ain't racing, none of them guys are racing.
Huh?
Yeah.
You got Stonewall, too.
Oh, he can get down at that.
You got Stonewall.
Ricky
don't
beat all
them.
Yeah.
I'm saying you can if you feel like they ducks, you can go ahead and clap them too.
Mm-hmm.
Put some more meat in your deep freezer for the winter.
Yeah. I forgot all about Stonewall until you just said him. Shit, he been quiet as the church mouse.
He might be in rebuild mode or something.
Yeah. Yeah, shit. You better get right, because I know that that Clay ain't playing with him, for sure. Every time I see JJ put up a post, I'm like, oh, shit, here it go.
he's been around racing since I've been around, you know, since he was a baby. You know,
yeah.
And we did a lot of class racing, grudge racing, street racing. And, you know, he ain't no dummy. He knows going to take a bad motherfucker to cash his clay. He got to be a bad man.
Yeah.
Bad man.
Yeah. And that's the difference, though. Like, a lot of people, I think a lot of them cats think he just talking to be talking. They don't understand. He's been around it for a minute. You know what I mean?
Is he working right now or is he asleep?
That motherfucker right here beside me putting a rear in his pro mod.
Hold up. Let me see what time it is. Oh, yeah. I give it about another hour. He's going to go crazy. No, as soon as he's boating the last boat in that motherfucker, he's going to go crazy.
Hey, Shake, I was cracking up the other night when you put that post up. No, when everybody was commenting, they was like, y'all sitting here commenting and JJ ain't woke up yet.
He's part vampire.
Yeah.
As soon as he got up, he went back off again. I said, there you go. I told you he'd be back in a couple hours.
Yeah, as soon as he got up, went right off on the air. I think it was probably Zane. I think it was Zane at Embassy talking about you betting when we racing. You damn right. Holly, some people I do that, you know what I mean, the online thing with, because I know your name reputable, but not most people. I don't trust
who
that online
shit.
Zane. Yeah,
oh,
Zane.
He can't call the ass better if he's racing them.
Yeah, somebody like him, I'll do that with him, girl. All that other shit, all these other sideways. Some dude was in my inbox the other day with Silver Surfer. And when Silver Surfer ran the ball, Mike Tyson, Iron Mike, in my inbox. I don't know this dude from a can of green paint. You want to bet? Next thing you know, the next day, 30 people out there talking about he burnt them. Yeah, man. I was born that night, not last night, fool.
Hey, Jess.
Yeah, buddy.
Did that situation get off with you with full clip?
No.
I've been back and forth to the hospital with my son. I was just trying to make sure. Because I know me and TC had bet that day. That didn't happen, did it?
No, we ain't doing it.
All right.
Back
close.
I'm glad you put that up. You got to get that over with me.
Yeah. Huh?
I said, we got to do that race, too. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I was just checking because I haven't been paying attention, and I know where we at. You were standing right there when it happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Elvin, if you still on, Tron and Jeff. You said Tron versus Jeff. I just got a text.
I thought that was supposed to happen this weekend, though.
He said he had no pressure.
Oh shit.
Okay.
So he's not even down there.
I don't know if he's there enough. He called me this week. We supposed to lock in the week before. He called me this week. Said he don't. He's sorry, I don't think he's ready.
Oh.
Well, that's the only problem with these cars. Like say Copperhead, all them, they got plenty of people to race. It's hard to find at the goddamn race. You got something that nobody race you with. Can't be grudge racing. You can't even be shit. You can't give a two races a year. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't build me a goddamn
car. Yeah.
You got to do like Tony Wright did. Get your old ugly ass car. Don't make it so beautiful.
I can't have an ugly car or ugly woman. I can't do it.
That
was
shit.
It cost you a lot of money to have both of them.
The ugly car don't cost you much, though.
I know, but I like a pretty car. Yeah. I got a bunch of people on my wife's side of the family, girlfriend's side, and they got them goddamn dirt cars. Man, I couldn't have one of them somebody. They come home every weekend and somebody running through the fender, the door knocked off. Yeah, man, how y'all go by that damn dirt and knock that shit all apart? You can't even wax the motherfucker. They got to come home the next day and power wash the trailer, power wash the car. Man, that ain't
a lot of mud on that shit.
Ready to play.
They definitely got to be the hands down the raggediest cars in racing.
They don't care about them.
I think the more dented they are, the more proud they feel of it.
Yeah.
Shit. I know one thing, when they get finished with them motherfuckers, the scrap man love them.
I'm up here now. Jay's up here now, polishing wheels and waxing Cassius Clay. That bitch is so shiny.
I tell you, he up right now. That man about to go off. No sooner he finished working.
That motherfucker's up in his. I come by sometimes after work. I got to do sometimes double shift, shut down hospitals and shit. Come by here 12, 1 o'clock at night. That motherfucker be up here waxing car. Get the bed, man. Get the fuck car there, Mark. I think he's there and looks at him, then he gets on the internet and argues that about it. That's what gets me going.
He don't want no dust on it, Jeff. That's what it is. He don't want no dust on it.
I come there one time.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I walked in the garage one time, and the light was on. I'm like, where the fuck's he at? I'm looking around, that bitch sitting in the car asleep in the driver's seat. I said, what the hell?
He fell asleep practicing.
He said, I was practicing shifting, and I just laid over and fell asleep.
Oh, it's crazy.
He loves these cars. I know
this the bullshit. They was, when it was on that post about Bowser and, Cash is running, they said, somebody on there said, look at the video of Bowser running Chopper and y'all running Chopper. I was like, well, shit, if you look at that video, to me, Clay did him dirtier. You know what I mean? They said, well, he whopped the gas and he barely got away from us. So I don't know what video you saw. You know what I mean? But put your money up. Put your damn money up.
Make a video and tell a lie, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. It can. But the damn sure ain't sure what the hell that clown was talking about. Put your money where your mouth is, that's all. If you basing Bowser beating Clay on that video that you saw, those two videos, yeah, I like you, stunt dummy.
Stunt dummy. When I get back from Outer Banks next Saturday, I'm calling Bowser out. I'm gonna meet him anywhere he wants to meet, halfway. Whatever day he wants.
Now make sure
you know
that
you
be.
You know where it's gonna be. It's cause they're gonna try to say it Thursday night at House's Hook, where you know you can't make it.
Yep.
Right.
Thursday night.
Is that where they live at? They live in North Carolina or South Carolina?
South
Carolina. Yeah, but that's damn sure what they're gonna try to do. That's their favorite saying.
Thursday night.
I like to see it happen, but hey, you know what, Jeff? Did you ever remember? I know y'all never raced, but remember that a while back, that dude Junior from up there in Michigan tried to trick you with the turbo with the nitrous on it.
Yeah. Where's he at?
Yeah, he ain't ever holler back at you.
No. No, he ain't drinking. Cause I had a boy in my ear.
Yeah, they. But that's what they thought though. When you was on, the phone. They just swore they had you. I said, shit,
yeah,
he know
they
better.
They had me, all right. They had to talk about a tail.
Yeah. And what he was depending on was that track, because he wanted you to come up to that track that he runs at. That's your little rough guard with
little
track
shit
and shit. Yeah.
Right.
That's what he was depending on, but shit. I think I sent JJ a video or something on the track. I was like, no, show your pop this. Fuck that. Don't go down here with that shit. Yeah. So we gonna see. I'm interested to see what's happening this weekend. You know what I mean? These guys down here, even though it's it ain't Grudge. These guys out there running lights out. Marcus Burton threw a 360 up there. 362s popping up. A couple 363s, 65. In the heat, too. So, we're going to see. Saturday's supposed to be nice. The weather's supposed to be nice. Somebody might hit that 59.
Saturday is supposed to be in the 90s. If they did anything tonight, that's where you see the number at. Cause they're at right now.
No.
I know. Let me look at my shit.
No, they did that earlier. It was early today. Sun was still up. It was early in the day. It was
overcast when I seen it. I looked at it, but I know they was laying numbers down at the creek today. Good God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
My man Richmond, he might dip into the 30s this weekend.
Whew. Oh shit! It's a good thing, but I want to see what happens. You got too many cars close to that 50 mark.
Yeah, somebody gonna go.
Yeah.
Well, it's been done already. I don't see why I can't.
Who?
He won a turbo car. No, he won a 60. 60 flat.
He won 60? 60 flat.
I thought he won a 59, man.
No.
He won a 60.
Well, that's close enough.
Yeah, that's close to being enough.
God damn. I hope he puts a little weight in there. I hope he puts that 150 pounds in there and runs cock. That'd be a good race.
That's what we was talking about earlier. I was talking to Boogie about that earlier, or yesterday, as a matter of fact. I said, shit, he might as well. He said, y'all ain't even got to put the whole 200, put the 150 in there, and let's make it happen. And that's only right.
Yeah. 200 pounds light, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But this the whole thing though. A lot of Jay Cox weight come from him himself.
He ain't 250 heavy.
I'm just saying. A lot of his weight. If you out of that 250, a lot of the weight from minus his car, a lot of the weight come from him.
Yeah.
How heavy?
220.
He ain't that
tall.
Yeah.
He's taller than you.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they ain't got no ghost drive.
He's 200 plus. I know that for a
yeah,
fact.
Well, Marcus Burt's 190.
That's why I
say
a lot of the work that's in his car comes from him.
No, but
that's
only
30
pounds different. That's only 30
no,
pounds
only
30. Different.
That ain't
30 pounds different. If they both get on
it's
the scale themselves, if the drivers get on the scale themselves, I know he got them by at least 60, 70 pounds.
No.
I'm betting
Marcus
that.
A little solid dude. Marcus a little solid dude. He's a little solid.
And what
dude,
do you think, Jay? Have you ever stood by this dude? This motherfucker is solid too. Have
yeah,
you ever stood next
man.
To Jay Cox?
Nah, but he ain't here. Marcus ain't as small as you think he is, though. I think they only about like you said.
Out here and I'm talking about he a whole 6 foot out here and solid. Marcus is got them, what, all of 5'8", 5'7", 5'8"? And stocky?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, neither one of them. Because, you know, at the end of the day, neither one of them can lose or gain the weight fast enough. So it's up to them to put it on the car. Put it on the damn car and make it happen. That's all.
But then, I don't know. I ain't getting into that. That's a whole different story right there. Fuck, line them bitches up how it is right now. Fuck matching weight. And let them rip.
200 pounds is a lot. That's a lot. That's the difference between the 363 that Jeff went. I mean that Jay went and the 360 that Marcus went. That 200, that's 2 tenths right there. You know what I mean? And a light.
Get one on the
2 tenths and a light. 2 tenths and somebody cut that bitch loose right there. That 200 pounds, you cut it loose. That's it right there. You even them cars up. You put that 200 on there.
No, but you don't know if he eating, if he got it eating all the way from there, though. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, well.
If you don't know cool. When he went that 63, you don't know where he had that shit set up at.
So
that's a guessing game.
So the whole thing
you can call the 200 pounds the little 2 100s. I ain't going to call it the 2 tenths because it ain't no 2 tenths. It ain't 2 tenths between.
No, 2 100s. That's what I was going to say. So 2 100s. But think about it. If the cars, they almost are identical. Both of them say that. Cars almost identical. Only difference being his car is 200 pounds lighter. Big tires versus small tire. Big tire Willy bar versus small tire. Everything else is almost identical.
And the fact that one is older than the other. So it got more lightweight shit on it.
Right. So you got a car that's damn near identical, but 200 pounds lighter with small tires. Then you got this other car with big tires, wheelie bars on it. So the only difference is the 200 pounds. If you want to find out which is faster, the big tires or the small tires, put that 200 pounds on there and make it happen. It ain't nothing else to do.
This is what you do. You lock two races in. You stipulate that 200 pounds on the second one. You run the first one, all the fucking balls to the wall. That's what you do. That way you can't just sit there and say, that man on big tires, he on small tires. It's not guaranteed that it's going that he gonna do the same thing every time. Come on, bro.
And it's not guaranteed it's not guaranteed that they're gonna be able to come back after the first one. Somebody might break or something. So why not make the cars as even
as
possible?
That's why you put the clause in there. That's why you put the clause in there, Philly. This is a clause.
It ain't no clause. If you want to find out if the cars is which one is faster, you got they both said it themselves. They damn near got the same motor, like size, displacement, horsepower. They both said that. They both set up the same exact way. The only difference being small tires and big tires, and that 200 pounds. So put the 200 pounds
okay.
on there.
So what's gonna get the rolling first? The smaller tire, right?
Right.
No, the big tire gonna get the rolling first. Because
so,
the smaller tire might fry.
But if it regardless
now they
of,
had a race like they listen this is where it equals up at they had a race where they motherfucking prepping one lane for big tires and the other lane for smaller tires. Let that shit eat.
Yeah, I think you missing the point there, Shay. Like, cause
yeah,
it,
he
listen,
he missed
it. Okay. You saying that you don't think that they both going that it's not a chance for them to both come back if one blow up
no,
or something like that.
The argument is what tire is faster, the big tire or the small tire? They're saying the small tire is faster. Jay's saying the big tire is faster. So you got like he said, you got to make the cars the same weight to see who is faster. They're not talking about what car is faster. They're talking about what tire is faster. This ain't grudge racing. This is class racing. They supposed to have to be the same weight when you're class racing. So they, if they're both the same weight, you'll be able to tell what tire is faster, not what car is faster. We know that Marcus Burke's car is faster right now because it's 200 pounds lighter. Is it the tire?
Right.
You won't be able to find out unless they're the same weight.
That's it.
All right, I got what you're saying now.
But it's not a grudge race.
I got what you're saying.
And over the